Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. What does it really mean to build a business that fits the life you want? In this episode, I'm joined by Anna Mahdi for an inspiring conversation that traces her journey from crime scene investigation to restaurant ownership to purpose-driven business coaching. We unpack the power of curiosity, the mindset shifts that fuel growth, and how to move from overwhelm to clarity. If you're ready to reconnect with your why and take the next step with intention, you'll love this episode. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us again today. I am here with Anna Mahdi, and I am so excited for her to tell her story and us to jump into this conversation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit before we started recording, and I'm excited to hear your story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey that got you to where you are today?
Okay, well, my journey really started.
Where do I begin, right?
I know. It's like, this is so hard. Actually, long story short, I went to college out of high school. I thought I wanted to be a forensic technician. It was a really fun job investigating crime scenes until I had two babies and didn't want to be out in the middle of the night. So I bought my first business and in my 20s, and that basically started my journey of entrepreneurship. I bought the business with the intention of going back to school to become a teacher so I could teach forensics and science in a classroom. But I saw the business as an opportunity to flip, to basically revamp and do it in a short period of time while I could go to school and still be a mom full time and do all the things. And it worked. I made a lot of mistakes in that first business. It was a rough journey. There was a lot of tears. But at the end of the day, it turned into being probably the one. It was the first experience that I realized like I could do it and built a lot of confidence. Long story short, went into teaching, loved teaching, and then a big life move for my husband's career. Actually, we moved to a different city. I had to give up my teaching because there were no jobs. And that's when I decided to start a restaurant. So journey number two of entrepreneurship. Yeah. And long story short, almost a decade later, my husband retired. We realized we wanted a lot of flexibility. When you own a restaurant, it's hard to have a lot of flexibility if you want to do it the way that we wanted to do it, which was to really, you know, have that vision come to life every day and be a part of that. And so I sold the restaurant 2 years ago, and I got bored after a year and decided, I think I'm ready for another business. So here we are.
I think one of the important things in your story is that you didn't give up, right? Like after the first business became a challenge, I wouldn't say failure, right? Like obviously I don't know anything about the business, but like some people say like, oh, my first business failed or stuff like that. But what I hear is resilience and not giving up. So talk about like those moments when you were like, okay, I'm ready for something new. Like you weren't deterred by the first situation. Talk about that a little bit.
So I think what I really learned is, so that first business ended up, we ended up selling it and it was actually profitable and it ended up paying for my education to get a master's. But what I really learned is that first year was so hard and man, I wanted to give up so many times because I realized I didn't even know what I wasn't doing, let alone know what I was doing. And so I think you're right. It was like that moment of like, okay, well, I have two choices. I can either keep pushing through and learn and learn and learn until I figure this out, or I can give up. But if I don't figure out, or if I don't try the first, which is to like really keep learning and take every failure as just like a trial to try and do it better, I would have never realized what was on the other side of that hill.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, which you talk a lot about in your marketing that I've seen, is curiosity. And so, how has that curiosity shaped the way that you build your businesses and navigate the change that you have in front of you?
I think curiosity is the biggest untapped secret that we all forgot that we had within us. Because, right, we grow up as kids, like being super curious and asking a lot of questions. And then somewhere along the way, like we forget to keep asking those questions. And what I really have found in life is that every time there's struggle or a problem in business, it's like, if you just ask five layers down, just keep asking the layer, the next layer, the next layer, you get to the solution simply by like asking those questions and continually being curious. And it's crazy because to me, I feel like curiosity is like the one thing that we overcome overthinking. We become confident because we're actually like in action problem solving question by question. And so it's like a cheap, really, solution that we have within us, but we forget to use it.
Yeah, it's like people always say, and coaches will always tell you, like, the answer is inside of you. You know what to do. You just have to, like, pull it out or let yourself, find the answer, get quiet, right? Listen to yourself. So it's always that, thing that just curiosity or intuition, any of those types of things, you have to just lean into internally, hearing and trusting yourself.
It's true. Yes, I agree so much.
So, the business that you have right now, tell us a little bit about that, because that is, like you've said, it's almost like full circle from where you started your first business and then teaching and, all the things that you've learned along the way. How do you use that to help the businesses that you're working with and coaching right now?
First of all, the teaching part. So I have this huge philosophy that like we are surrounded by mentors, role models, sponsors, and or like teachers. We don't even know it sometimes. And part of like why I feel like my coaching is a little bit different is because the teaching aspect in me is always like figuring out how do you break something down that seems so complex and complicated or overwhelming into these like simple, manageable steps so that the end outcome is actually achieved. And so learning that through teaching and through like building curriculum. I mean, here's the thing. I used to teach kids science in high school. They thought they hated science. And literally on day one, I'd be like, oh no, you think you hate science. By the end of this year, you're going to love science, right? Because it's like trying to tap into like how to get people to understand something that seems so complex. And really business is a lot the same because I think what tends to happen is like a lot of times, as solopreneurs, especially or founders, we get caught up in all the things that we have to do and where we're going. And sometimes we have role models or maybe mentors, but they're like so many steps ahead of us that it's like, okay, that's wonderful, but how do I get from where I am today to where I want to be? And what does that look like? And so I feel like in coaching, it's like so much of it is teaching and mentoring, but it's also just like guiding people because, again, it's like through curiosity, through just like intuition, and through knowing what you really want in your life, and then helping somebody like reverse engineer that into baby steps so that they gain momentum to get to that end goal.
And I think this aligns with what you're talking about, but in your business, you have a business accelerator. Is that part of the process that you use to help break down that step by step?
It is. So there's basically four components to that, to the business accelerator. And the very first one is really getting aligned with what are your actual goals? What do you really want? Why are you even doing this? And who are you serving? Like, let's just really nail that down. And then it's exactly, we reverse engineer where you want to be and where you are right now. And the three pillars that are basically that come next are all focused around setting up really good foundations and systems, understanding finances in a very simplistic way. So that way you can just really honestly push your business exactly to where you want it to go. And then the third part is like leadership. And sometimes that's like leadership of yourself, and then also how you lead your business and lead others that are on your team within your business. Because I think sometimes we think that we have to show up as a certain person and we forget ourselves along the way, or
Our
yeah, who we
authentic selves.
exactly. And it's so crazy because people want to be led by real people at the end of the day.
You know, it's so funny when I was looking at your business accelerator, it reminded me of my visibility strategy. And it's very aligned because it starts with the clarity, like who you are, who you serve, and how you want to show up, and the confidence in yourself. Being consistent, having systems, and then building those relationships to, you know, convert them into leads or connections or networks or whatever it might be. So it's almost like everything, and this is what I feel like visibility, there's different components of visibility. There's like the internal visibility, like you have to be okay with being visible. That's like step one, putting yourself out there. And then there's the external visibility of how people find you, like the marketing behind it and that sort of thing. So it's just interesting how, you know, so much of that behind the scenes stuff really aligns with business growth, and the business growth is where the visibility comes in.
Yes, I agree so much. Yes.
So talk about maybe your own visibility, and have you had struggles along the way putting yourself out there, making your businesses visible, or any of those challenges that you may have, you know, had lessons that you've learned from?
First of all, yes, 100%. And what you said previously, I agree with so much, because what I've learned along this journey is like the visibility from within is the hardest but most powerful. And once you lock that in, it's like, you know, the fear of the external visibility becomes way less, right? Because you know exactly, you're so spot on, you know exactly where you're going, why you're doing this, and why it matters. And so, crazy enough, I built my first two businesses sort of behind the scenes of a brand, right? I knew what I was doing, I knew what I was building, but I was like never the forefront of that whatsoever. And in fact, in the restaurant, I was like, okay, my goal is to find somebody who is 10 times better than I will ever be at the cash register, at this, at that, at whatever job it was, because I think strategically it was like a good move in that, like, if you can always find someone better, great. That's like the end goal. But more times than not, I would actually, I could have grown more if I would have put myself out there a bit more, and just because people like connecting with people, not just the brand, right? And this coaching business and consulting business, like what I'm doing now, is the first time I've had to put my whole self out there. And I tell you what, it's like in my 40s, I learned a whole new way of like, no, this is why I'm doing it. I really feel like I want to help people and I can help them. And this is so important to me. So your clarity piece is so true. And then from there, it's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that hiding behind the brand, because I think when I started in business, everything that I saw and heard and read was don't make yourself the face of the business, because what if, or you know, XYZ, whatever it was, you know, it's got to be about the brand. Well, I think a brand like Nike or Apple, yes, that's important, right? But when you're like an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or a small mid-sized business, the person is the brand. And I think that that's something that women specifically have to get more comfortable with. And in general, putting yourself out there as the brand, because like you said, people want to work with people. It's the like, no, like and trust factor, right?
Absolutely.
And depending on, and the other caveat to that is, there's so many people who do similar things to what we do. Like, there's so many people, right? But the difference is the person. And so it's like a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to talk to other marketers, or I don't want to talk to other coaches because they're competitors. And I'm like, no. It's the complete opposite. Like, there's so much business out there for everyone, and people are going to work with who they align with personally, values, personality, all those different things. So it's just, I love that you said, I was hiding behind the brand, because I think a lot of us started that way, or may be in that kind of quarrel of what do I do personally, or brand, forward facing. So it's just interesting that you had that conversation.
Yes. No, and I think you're right. And I do think like there has been a shift in just understanding how important it is for us to like build a personal brand, right? And
Yes.
how connecting it is. And I love that you also say that it's amazing to have conversations and work together as coaches in different areas, or even in the same area, because we all have something so different to offer the world. And it's like we can build each other up simply by having conversations and, building each other up in the sense of like learning from one another, but also helping each other, right?
Yeah, and that's where like networking groups come into play. It's like having a collaborative space, having a group of people who are in a similar spot than you. And like you talked about, like, I'm here and somebody that I'm looking, admiring is up here. So how do you get to that spot? And having a group of people to surround yourself with, especially in this day and age where everything's so digital and we don't work in an office space, and we're trying to learn on our feet, right? Like, we're just trying to figure it out as we go, and so it's just so interesting to have that, collaborative space.
It is. And what's interesting is when you start getting into those collaborative spaces, you realize that at the end of the day, I feel like everybody, good people want to help good people do good things. You know what I mean? So it's like people are always sometimes just by asking the question, or I mean, or having the conversation, we learn so much. But genuinely, people want to help one another. I mean, I know that we probably feel the same. It's like, no, let me take all this knowledge I've learned over this, years of experience, and how can I help other people with that?
So the companies and people that you're working with, do you find that there's a common thread of like they come in at a certain point or a certain challenge that you're helping them with at the beginning?
Yes. So I think what happens is launch is really exciting, right? It's like all this energy and excitement goes into launch, and we think about all the things, but then it's like you're in it. And when you're in it, it's that entrepreneurs, we have these brains that are just like tons of ideas, and it's always trying to like, grow, because that's the name of the game. We have to, right? We're in business. And so what ends up happening is I work with two different kind of people, I guess you will. So it's an entrepreneur who has launched. That was really amazing. And now they're really like overwhelmed and stuck. And actually, because of that, losing confidence in their abilities and in themselves and in like the potential of their business. And so much of that just goes back to like, okay, let's simplify all the things that you think you need to do, all that busy, and like, what are the main components that are going to move you forward? So a lot of it is just organizational pieces and setting up really good systems, like foundational systems. And then the second piece that I see a whole lot too is that like the leadership aspect. So once they start getting people, growing their team, it's like, how do you take your vision as an entrepreneur and have that vision be really felt by the people that are on your team working with you, right? That's hard, but it's really like the golden ticket, because you can't just give over. It's like you can't just, your ownership and the vision that you have isn't just going to be absorbed by people because they've been a part of your team. It's like this constant, effort that it takes. And it's almost like in these, in the conversation or these very quiet ways that we can do that. But your people will feel your energy, and they will feel your vision, and they will feel what it is that mission is when they see you in action and the passion you have behind it. And then it's like, okay, How do you communicate with them so that that becomes their mission while they're with you
Yeah,
on that team?
absolutely. Now, do you work with like mindset shifts? Because I think a lot of times, confidence and, struggles you bring in, you have to come like internally. We talk about, looking inside. So what about like the mindset side of things, and how does that help to shift their perspective?
So 100%, because I think a long time ago I saw this like entrepreneurship is 80% mindset and 20% strategy, right? And so yes, I mean at the end of the day, I think a lot of times the mindset, our mindset, so the way that we shifted into like keeping us stuck and preventing us with like limiting beliefs and self-doubt and imposter syndrome is by getting into action. And I think what happens is, so mindset is like that first pillar, that first component that I really work on with my clients is how do we get to you out of this place of where you feel so overwhelmed and so stuck and like you can't do it or whatever it might be. It's by getting into action. And so the mindset piece is like kind of where we start. And a lot of that is just getting really clear on what do you really want? What is your goal of this whole thing, right? And then once we do that, it's like, okay, baby step. How are we going to get to the very first step? And once it's like those mini goals help us almost shift our mindset because once we get into action, we don't have time to think about all the things that are keeping us stuck. Instead, we're like, now what? Let's go. What's next?
And the other thing that I would say too is repetition in the mindset. And it's funny, I'll share a little story. So I have a background in sports. I played collegiate softball, and so mindset was like 80% of it, right? In sports is mindset, and then the other 20% is just the action of doing it and the repetition that you've done in practice. And so I had a conversation with my oldest son yesterday because he's playing baseball, and so he was talking about how he's struggling with his hitting. And he's like, "Yeah, mom, I'm really not hitting as well as I want to." And I'm like, "You need to do more repetition. Like, you need to get out there and start hitting. And you need to, get out of your head because you're telling yourself these things." And so it's so funny. Like, it's like almost that full circle again. Like, I learned this in sports, and that's been a foundation in my life is the coaching that I've learned in sports and all of those things. But it comes back to that in business as well, the mindset, the repetition, the confidence, the action, the problem solving, all of these things.
Yes, no, I agree. I grew up, love sports. I was a soccer player actually, and same thing. It's but you're absolutely right. It is that there it's the same, it's the consistency too, right? And it's like even on the hardest day, it's like just picking the one thing that you can do today to still keep moving. You're right.
I love that.
I know.
That's
It's
so
crazy how
funny.
sports taught us all these things when we were, and I look back now and I'm like, wow, I'm thankful for all of those,
Absolutely.
skills.
I appreciate my parents so much more now, right? Obviously than when I was a kid, because we played travel ball and like we did all the sports, and so we were going, and now I have two kids who are playing sports, and I'm going every day to some sporting event, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exhausting. But at the same time, I think about this conversation like we're having, like there's so much foundational knowledge and experience and things that they're learning that are gonna propel them in their adulthood and in their future. So I'm like, okay, it's for the children, it's for the
Yeah,
future.
it's worth it. I
It's
love
worth
it. Yes. That's
Oh my
amazing.
goodness. Well, I want to wrap this up with like maybe one final piece of advice that you can give somebody who's listening who maybe feels stuck or they're kind of in like a survival mode or whatever it might be, like any piece of advice you can give our listeners on a step that they can take to get moving forward.
Okay, I would say if you're feeling that way, number one, just take a pause, a deep breath, and literally go back to like, why did you ever start this journey to begin with? And why is it important to you? Because I think if we can just go back to that very simple question and find that answer within us, from there we can start asking the next question is what's one thing today that I can do that will just move forward. Not 10, just one. And yeah, I think that would be my biggest advice.
That's a great piece of advice. So, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you're doing and the accelerator that you have? How can they get in touch?
First of all, I'm on LinkedIn, and you can also find me through my website, which is www.bideako, which is BIDEAKO, which actually loosely translates to pathways to success. If you go to my website, you can contact me there. You can, again, through LinkedIn, and I would love to see anybody there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having this conversation with you. I feel like we can record a whole other podcast talking about sports and all these other things. So I just appreciate your time and thank you for being a guest on the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for the opportunities. Amazing. And I love what you're doing as well. So important. And there's so many people out there who need what you're doing. So thank you.